Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. On this evening's show, we'll fulfill some requests, stop and smell the roses, have a parade, and listen to this past week in recording history. This is the first Rapidly Rotating Records show of 2004, and of course, this past week, the 115th Rose Parade took place in Pasadena, California. The very first Tournament of Roses was put on in 1890 by Pasadena's Valley Hunt Club, and more than 2,000 people turned out to watch the parade. In honor of the Rose Parade, we're going to have our own musical parade, and here to start us off is our Grand Marshal, Harry Richman.
I'd walk every step of the mile and think it was really worthwhile to see a parade come marching down the line. I don't know a son of a gun who wouldn't be willing to run to see a parade come marching down the line. Perhaps I'm what you'd call a patriot, but one thing's certain, whether I am or not, I love a parade. The tramping of feet, I love every beat I hear of a drum. I love a parade. When I hear a band, I just want to stand the cheer as they come. That rat-a-tat-tat, the blare of a horn. That rat-a-tat-tat, a bright uniform. The sight of a drill will give me a thrill. I thrill at the skill of anything military. I love a parade. A handful of vets, a line of cadets, or any brigade. For I love a parade. Look, here they come. Oh, what a sight. Listen to the crowd. They're cheering. Hip, hip, hooray! Oh, everybody loves a parade. And look at those feet. Tramp, 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 never missing a beat. And here comes the band. They'll be here soon. Listen to what they're playing. Sue the stars and stripes forever. Oh, boy, that's what I call a tune. And look at that drum major. Watch him with that stick. I'll make a wager he doesn't miss a trick. The captain is yelling. It's a command. They're going to drill. Here's where I get a thrill. Oh, pardon me, mister. Excuse me, lady. Oh, quit shoving. Well, say, who do you think you are? Oh, yeah? Thanks. Get out of the way, you mug. Hello, Charlie. Hello, Lou. I love a parade. The tramping of feet. I love every beat I hear of a drum. I love a parade. When I hear a band, I just want to stand and cheer as they come. That rat-a-tat-tat, the blare of a horn. That rat-a-tat-tat, a bright uniform. The sight of a drill will give me a thrill. I thrill at the skill of anything military. I love a parade. A handful of vets, a line of cadets, or any brigade. For I love a
like a wedge. They push me to the sidewalk's edge. Shout, shout, look out. I'm afraid to refuse. I wonder what it's all about until I hear somebody shout.
There comes
the parade of the blues. I hear the hum of the drum as they come down the broad avenue. I hear the beat of the feet on the street as they swing into view.
Look.
St. Louis sent her band in blue, and there is one from Memphis too.
Here comes the parade of the blues.
Mm-hmm.
Long Records. Well, gal darn, them pesky mosquitoes. I've been a-killing them all night long. See them coming now like a regiment on parade. I got ya.
Marching on to toyland, blade to blade, every back is straight, what a martial gait. See the captain striding on in front of fine and gay. All the nursery dollies heave a sigh when they see those soldiers tramping by. Though each heart is yearning, yet no match is burning, you can only strike them on the box, they say.
Now I'm the sergeant major, very fine. I'm strong and tall, I really look divine. Just see me wheel my company in line. Eyes left, eyes right, eyes front, quick march, halt. I can twist and turn them in and out. A mile away, you can hear me shout. Yes, I'm the boss, as anyone can see. As fiery as a match can be.
I just love that record. Jack Payne and his BBC Dance Orchestra with a vocal by Billy Scott Comer and The Match Parade, recorded August 27, 1931. The Match Parade was preceded by an Edison black wax cylinder recorded more than 100 years ago, the Peerless Orchestra and the Mosquito Parade, a Jersey Review written by Howard Whitney in 1899. The Peerless Orchestra originally recorded the Mosquito Parade in 1900. The cylinder we heard was made 2 or 3 years later and is a musical picture of a speaker swatting at a swarm of mosquitoes marching around him. Before the Mosquito Parade, it was Earl Burnett and his orchestra from November 8, 1929, and Parade of the Blues. And we began this parade of rapidly rotating records with Harry Richman, August 15, 1932, and Harold Arlen and Ted Kohler's I Love a Parade from George White's Music Hall Varieties. I'm Glenn Robison, and the name of the show is Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. The musical parade continues, and in honor of the Rose Parade, here's a set of rapidly rotating records about roses, beginning with Gene Goldkett and his orchestra. Thank you. A trio of rapidly rotating records about roses in honor of the 115th Rose Parade held this past week in Pasadena, California. We began with Gene Goldkett and his orchestra and Roses, recorded April 22, 1926. After Gene Goldkett, it was the Romeo Dance Orchestra and Life Will Be a Bed of Roses, and we just heard the Broadway Dance Orchestra from an Edison disc recorded February 15, 1923, and Russian Rose, several Russian melodies arranged and orchestrated by Peter DeRose and Ferdy Groffet. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, heard each and every Sunday evening at 6 here on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, streaming online at KISL.org, and available anytime at all on demand on the internet at RadioFreeWorld.com.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
Speaking of requests, I recently got a very nice email from new listener Gregory in San Diego. He requested to hear both versions of Am I Dreaming by Tommy Dorsey. Unfortunately, not only can't I play both versions, I can't even play one version. But Gregory had two other requests that I can fulfill. Here's the first one by Fats Waller.
Sister Plushbottom, we want you to take the stand and tell the court where you were on the night of June the 3rd. Yes, 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 yes.
Where were you on the night of June the 3rd? What'd you do on the night of June the 3rd? Did you meet a stranger? Did you take a walk? Was your heart in danger?
So you won't talk, huh?
Who'd you love while the world was counting sheep, huh? Promise that you'd be a one-man girl for keep, yes. Just remember, I heard every word. 'Cause we were together on the night of June the 3rd. What'd you do on the night of June the 3rd?
Speak up, woman, speak up. Did you meet a stranger? Did you take a walk?
What? You ain't even talking? Was your heart in danger?
So you won't talk, huh? Who'd you love while the world was counting sheep, huh? Come on, give it to me. Promise that you'd be a one-man girl for keep? Well, all right, then, talk that way.
Just remember, I heard every word. 'Cause we was together on the night of June.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, all right then. Now latch on. Here we go. We're gonna ride over the bumps and get a gang of clothes and hang them out on the line. This is the Clothesline Ballet. What's that, boy? The Iceman done run off with your old lady, and the Undertaker done took your daughter away from you. Oh, listen, son, don't let that bother you. No, no. Don't let it bother you when things go wrong. If you glum, just hum and some good luck will come along. Don't let it bother you if now and then you may stumble, never grumble, count from 1 to 10. A smile is a frown upside down. Turn that frown upside down. Smile, sing. La-di-la-di-la-di-la-di, zing, zing, zing. Don't let it bother you if skies are gray. Learn to gin, take it on chin. Everything will be okay. Oh, zazu, jibi, jibani, bay, jibubri, jiyadi, yadi, bay. If you glum, just hum and some good luck will come along like this. Jibong, boom, bing, bing, yeah, stumble, never grumble, count from 1 to 10. Oh, a smile is a frown upside down. Turn that frown upside down. Smile, sing. La-di-la-di-la-di-la-di, zing, zing, zing. Don't let it bother you if skies are gray. Learn to grin and take it on the chin. Everything will be okay. Yes, yes, my, my, meow, meow. Yes, yes.
glum, just hum and some good luck will come along. Don't let it bother you if now and then you may stumble. Never grumble, count from one to ten. A frown is a smile upside down, so turn that frown upside down and smile and sing. Don't let it bother you if skies are gray. Learn to grin, take it on the chin, everything will be okay.
A couple of versions of Don't Let It Bother You for listener Gregory in San Diego. Gregory mentioned that he likes to listen to several versions of a song, so we began with Fats Waller from a 1935 radio transcription and a medley of Where Were You on June 3rd, Clothesline Ballet, and Don't Let It Bother You. We finished up with Joe Reichman and his orchestra with the vocal by Mildred Monson and their rendition of Don't Let It Bother You, recorded August 28, 1934. Don't Let It Bother You was written by Mack Gordon and Harry Revel. In between the Don't Let It Bother You's, Duke Ellington and his orchestra were hot and bothered on October 1st, 1928. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL Avalon, streaming online at KISL.org, and available on demand anytime at all on the internet at RadioFreeWorld.com. In addition to Don't Let It Bother You, listener Gregory also requested Sing, It's Good For You by anybody and his orchestra. So here's a very nice rendition of Sing, It's Good For You by the Dorsey Brothers.
Thank you. on a sun that's always shining when your chin feels dragging on your knee. When your castles fall together, you don't care about the weather or how bluish blue the sky may be. Here is something to preserve us from nervous despair, something that will always swerve us from care. When you are blue, sing, be sure you do sing. I'm telling you, sing something. Start in the hum that dumb thing. Ta-da-ta-da, sing boom. Don't be a killjoy while there is still joy. You need a little joy in you. When you begin, continue. Ta-da-ta-da, sing boom. Worry and doubt will pay nowhere. Sing all your cares away. Look at the birds, do they know where they'll get a meal today? Sing to your mother, sing to your brother. You have no other choice left. And when you have no voice left, ta-da-ta-da, sing boom. Have no voice left. Ta-da, ta-da.
Sam Morgan's Jazz Band and Sing On, recorded for Columbia on April 14, 1927. Sam Morgan was born in Bertrandville, Louisiana in 1895. His band played regularly in New Orleans and in surrounding states and was quite versatile, able to play hot jazz, novelty songs, and even hymns like Sing On. Before Sam Morgan's Jazz Band, from the 1927 British musical Lady Luck, we heard Laddie Cliff, a member of the original cast, and Sing, written by Rodgers and Hart. We started with a request from listener Gregory in San Diego for Sing It's Good For You. That was the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra with the vocal by Gene Bowes from a Brunswick 78 recorded September 27, 1932. Sing It's Good For You was written by Harold Mooney and Huey Prince.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and available anytime on demand online at RadioFreeWorld.com.
It's time now for that feature of the program we call This Week in Recording History. Yes, that's where we play rapidly rotating records with birthdays, having been recorded this past week in years past. Here to start us off is America's sweetheart, Ruth Etting.
Your own. a song I've had in my heart that harmonized with the pines. Anyone can see what's troubling me. I'm crying for the Carolines. Where is the brook that kisses the lane covered with glory vines? Anyone can see what's troubling me. I'm crying for the Carolines. I'm walking smile, mile after mile. There's not a bit of green here. But it's all safe, far, far away. They're seldom ever seen here. Where is the gal that I used to meet down where the pale moon shines? Anyone can see what's troubling me. I'm crying for the Carolines.
Sam Lannon and his orchestra from a Harmony 78 recorded 74 years and one day ago on January 3rd, 1930, and Crying for the Carolines, written by Harry Warren, with the lyric by Sam M. Lewis and Joe Young. Sam Lannon was preceded by the Arkansas Travelers. Red Nichols, Miff Mole, Jimmy Dorsey, Fred Morrow, Arthur Shutt, and Vic Burton, and Boneyard Shuffle, written by Hoagie Carmichael, and recorded January 4, 1927. We began with America's Sweetheart, Ruth Etting, accompanied by Phil Schwartz on piano, and Back in Your Own Backyard. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website at www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and play our Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention. Thank you.